I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. As we've been hearing this afternoon, about 100 U.S. House Democrats staged a rare sit-in on the House floor today. They were protesting in hopes of getting to vote on new gun control measures following the mass shooting in Orlando. Vermont Democrat Peter Welch was part of the sit-in, and earlier this afternoon, he spoke with VPR's Alex Keefe.
So I'm in the cloakroom right off the House floor. I've been participating in the sit-in. We had a discussion among a few of us last night, and this thing has just expanded into something that I think really reflects the enormous frustration the American people have with the inability of Congress to even have a discussion about common sense gun legislation. After every one of these mass shootings, and this happened with Orlando, we've had over 30 moments of silence in Congress. But every moment of silence has been followed by complete and utter inaction. No hearings in committees, no discussion or debate on the floor, no bills to vote on.
Specifically, what are you hoping to achieve with this sit-in today?
Well, there's two things. We're really calling on the Republican majority, Speaker Ryan, to put on the floor for our vote two bills. One, if you're on the no-fly list because you're a terrorist suspect, you cannot go buy a gun. And number two, we want to expand the background checks and get rid of things like the gun show loophole. Those both have significant bipartisan support. They have huge support across the country. And what we've had here in Congress is a complete and utter lockdown, an impenetrable barrier of opposition to even having Congress debate and discuss common sense provisions.
And as this protest has been growing throughout the afternoon, have you had any indication from Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan that you will get a chance to vote on the things you're talking about?
We've had no reaction whatsoever. This really is unprecedented. I am just astonished to see this in the 10 years. This is my 10th year here, and I've never seen such a spontaneous eruption. Because when this started in the morning, there were a few people on the floor. We've now got over 100. There probably have been 20 senators who've come over from the Senate to join us in the sit-in. Every member is standing up and giving a speech. The microphones here have been shut off by the speaker, but it's really disrupting the so-called business of the House.
The Senate shot down four gun control measures earlier this week. I don't have to tell you that Republicans are in control of both chambers. Do you have any realistic hope that any of the gun control measures you're talking about can ever get out of Congress?
You know, in all candor, with the current composition of Congress, I wouldn't predict it. I think it's tough. It's astonishing to me that the NRA has literally its heel on the throat of the process here, and that's what it seems like. But what I know is that we can't be passive about it. We've got to resist. We've got to do everything that we can. We've got to give this a fight.
I understand you're set to head into a recess on Friday. Procedurally speaking, can you stop that from happening? I mean, what's the future of this protest that started today?
I don't think we can. I think the speaker has the ability to have us go into recess. So we're calling on the speaker to put these bills on the floor. Let us vote on them. The reality is there's a number of my Republican colleagues who are totally in support of common sense gun legislation. They know that you can balance legitimate Second Amendment rights with legitimate public safety rights. So, you know, this is the puzzle to me, frankly, because I think that if the speaker put these bills on the floor, you'd see broad support. There may be almost universal Democratic support, but a good deal of Republican support. And I got to believe that people would feel reassured that the process was at least responding to what I think is just a growing crisis.
That was Vermont Democratic Congressman Peter Welch talking earlier with VPR's Alex Keefe about today's sit-in on the floor of the U.S. House.